Hey, good morning, Dr. Ogunmori.
Morning, Sagar. How are you?
Yeah, I tried to call you. I don't know. I think there was some...
I know. Sorry about that.
All right.
So I saw your email.
Okay.
And it says that you don't have access to Waystar.
No, we don't have access to Waystar. So, you know what? So my previous responses to you were, you know, the claims were not being sent. So in e-clinical work, we still see some status on the batch, which says, you know, pending submission or something like that.
Can you send me, can we do a virtual call, please, so you can show me some of the things on e-clinical work?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay.
But yeah, long story short, I mean, we'll definitely go through that. You know, the crux of the center situation is, you know, between 8-1 to 8-15, no claims were filed, I guess, because of this Waystar implementation or stuff. But from 15 to 30th, you know, claims are being filed. And I think you also must be seeing some payments from maybe CBS, some huge payments.
Yes, I understand that in the first 2 weeks of August, they didn't file any claims because they were trying to kind of get it all.
Mm-hmm.
They paused the claims so that they can push it through Waystar when Waystar was ready. I mean, okay, and I accept that. And we've had some claims that have come in since then. I'm just, our AR is still so high.
Yeah, it's because, you know, the payments needs to be posted in ECW. I believe, you know, the payments are not being posted right now. We are not doing that. So I believe someone from your office needs to apply those payments. So once they start applying these huge checks, the AR will automatically, you know, show the reduced numbers.
Okay. So obviously, I think they've applied some of that. I mean, because, you know, it was higher. I track the AR almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was higher yesterday than today, or it was higher 2 days ago than today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at our 90-day bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at our 120-day bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still seeing that there's still a lot of money sitting out there.
Yeah, that's because of the claims which were not submitted. I mean, you know, even our AR, when we used to rebuild those claims,
that's what I want to track. So if the claims are not submitted, I want to know that, A, all the claims have been submitted. I don't want to wait to find out that, we still have claims that are not submitted. So, you know, the 2 weeks that we didn't submit any claims between 8-1 and 8-15, any claims then should all be gone to Waystar, okay?
They are gone.
Okay, right. So let's kind of say any claims for the whole of August should be going to Waystar.
Yes.
That we can see. From before August, I want to see what is out there that hasn't been submitted. If it hasn't been submitted...
They are also submitted. I mean, you know, so for example, if I'm working on a claim for Jan 2025, right? And in e-clinical work, I need to make that status as ready to submit so that, you know, it goes to the clearing house in the previous method or in the new method. For the first 2 weeks, we saw it were not being submitted, but in the last 2 weeks, those claims are also submitted now. So as of now, I just think there are only 75 claims under ready to submit as of now.
Okay.
And I believe that somebody is submitting on a daily basis, so even those claims will also go out.
Okay. So you are convinced that all the claims that have been created have been submitted or ready to be submitted?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So what would be, and if I look at, you know, and again, it's kind of hard to say now, you know, if I look at what our AR is, that's, you know, when I looked at it this morning, it was like 1.78 million. When I looked at it this morning, we need to kind of look at those claims that have aged like greater than 6 months or greater than 12 months and see whether we shouldn't just take those out of our bucket. And just write those off if we can't get anything from those, right?
Right.
I think there's about 300,000 of those claims that are out there that I'm not sure whether we're going to get it back or not or whatever. But
I
from before, right, but everything else, I'm kind of, in my mind, I'm asking why our claims are building up in the AWH Franklin location. I don't know why we're not getting paid much. I mean, we're getting paid, but that it's going up. I mean, that's still, this is a place that we've had for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that bucket getting higher and higher? Is there something that we're missing?
Yeah, the bucket, the last two buckets will always go higher because of this, disturbance of the claim submission and the payment posting. But yeah, what I would need from your side is that, right now AR is high. I need an access to Waystar so I can see how many EOBs are not posted, because it all gets down to how many payments are not posted. And after that, I can, give you the net AR, what is outstanding.
All right, I am going to send an email to you and Leanna right now. Compose.
And then I think I'll prepare a breakdown of AR above 120 days. I think that's the way I used to prepare. And because if I prepare it now, there might be many payments which might not have been posted, so I'm not sure whether that would be the right report. But once I have access to Waystar, I might be able to check those COBs whether they are posted or not.
You're strong now. All right. So I just sent.
Okay.
I just sent her an email. So that's what I need to kind of confirm. If there is a problem with posting, I think Waystar, I believe, is going to automatically post charges.
No, I mean, someone has to process those each and every claim. I mean, each and every payment.
Okay.
At least even though it gets automatically posted, but someone has to click on that payment and post it. Yes.
So then let's kind of figure that out. But, I want to look at what the breakdown of all that AR is, which
That's
ones
it.
Haven't been posted, which ones should we kind of be thinking of writing off right now, what is our clean AR, and I kind of want to make sure that anything in our 0-90-day bucket, we get paid like as much of it, if not 95%, more than 95%. I think that's fair at this point. And anything that is left, because I would say, Sagar, if we have 1.4 million in AR or 1.3 million in AR that is clean AR, I want all that paid within 90 days. I really think that we have too much money sitting out, and I actually feel like, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, no matter how busy we are, we should have less than 500,000 sitting in AR because of how quickly we're being paid.
No, that's true. That's true. I think, absolutely, that's the right statistics. But, this clearinghouse thing just a little bit, disturbs the regular flow. But, once I have an access to Waystar, I'll prepare a complete breakdown and I'll share that with you.
Yeah, so I mean, 500,000, I think, is a number that I'm comfortable with. But if we have 1.3 million, 1.4 million, that means that we're going to get to some amount that we're not going to be able to collect anymore. It's just too much to be sitting out there. So if we're working on this actively, that should not be higher than 500,000, because as we're doing the work, we're getting paid. The money is better in our bank than sitting out there to insurance. So that's my philosophy at this point in time. Now we have a clearinghouse that we know it works. Let's kind of see what is our obstacle to still having all this high AR. It's affecting our cash flow by quite a bit.
That's true, and Dr. Ogan Lee, we just started submitting the claim in last couple of weeks. Only companies like Medicare and sometimes PCBS pays very quickly within 2 weeks. We are still normally commercial takes 30 to 45 days when they receive the claim. So by second week of September, I think you will continue to see the payment stream flowing in next couple of weeks. And that will actually convert this claim submission to payment by the time period.
And that's fine. And I just want to kind of make sure that once you get access to Waystar, just on a weekly basis, just let me know how we are doing towards that goal of cleaning out all the AR. Let's kind of get clean AR. If we have clean AR, let's say, okay, fine. If I look at all the charges that we have there today, it is clean AR after we've kind of, after we've written off those charges, the ones that are old that we can't get anymore, let's kind of say bygone be bygone. I just want a cleaner AR. We have to take that off, write them off, whatever. Let's go through all that together. However, the ones that are less than 120 days, we should say, the industry standard is we should be able to get 85-90% of that.
Okay.
Let's work hard. Yes, let's work hard to get all that, and let's make sure that because if it's because of people in the office that is preventing us from making that target, we need to start asking ourselves, why are we not meeting that target? If it's because of Jana not wanting to release things or whatever, But within my target is within 2 weeks of the activity, the claim should be filed. Actually, within 2 weeks of activity, the claim should be filed. Okay. And if the claim is filed within 6 weeks, we should be paid.
Correct. That's true. Absolutely.
So, be it Medicaid, be it Blue Cross, be it commercial, we should be paid within 6 weeks. So everything we have done, we should be getting paid for within 2 months of when we see the patient.
That's true. Sure. So, no problem.
So that's what I think.
Okay. Right, I saw that email. I guess I'll have an access to Waystar, and I'll be able to prepare a detailed breakdown for you by next week.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Let me know. Thank you. And if you don't hear back from Leanna,
I'll escalate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. All right.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you. Bye bye.